神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
Good to be with you again.
很高兴跟您再次在一起。
Do you ever feel like that you want everything that you do be perfect?
有没有这种时候你想你做的事情呢都要尽善尽美很完美。
And if it's not perfect, you cannot accept it from yourself.
当你发现有瑕疵不完美的时候呢你就不能接受了。
Do you feel sometimes that others do not do as well as you do because they don't do things perfectly?
有时候呢，你有没有感觉到好像别人做的事情呢，也是一样，不完美，不是你所期待的。
There was a woman that had these problems.
有一个妇女就有这样的问题。
But I guess I shouldn't call it a problem yet.
那我不应该马上用问题来定论这样的一个情况。
This woman was talking about the fact that she liked things to be perfect and she looked down on others that were not perfect.
她的跟我谈的时候呢她的谈到的问题是说呢她希望每一件事情都尽善尽美可是呢对于别人不完美的时候她会有一点轻视。
In fact, she was very proud of being perfect.
所以意思是说她自己本身对于能够尽善尽美能够完美是很骄傲的感到骄傲的。
But then she began to realize she really wasn't perfect.
后来她却发现自己也是不完美的。
And because of this, this hindered some things in her life.
那因为这样子呢就有了障碍。
She had been writing a book for 7 years.
她已经在写一本书而且写了七年。
She had revised it extensively 10 times.
她写了又写改了又改增加减少已经10次了。
And she had never sent it to the publisher.
然后呢从来没有想到要把它出版。
She began to realize that maybe this trait of hers was hindering her.
后来她就体会到自己这样的一种特性喜欢完美的特性已经成为一种障碍。
Actually, she wondered if it was hindering her in not getting married.
后来她就想或许是因为这样子所以她自己才没有结婚的。
She had a very high standard she was looking for in a man.
她自己呢定下了一个很高的标准对于以后的伴侣有一个很高的标准。
And those that were interested in her never came up to her standard.
那些对她有想要追求的一些男士呢从来都没有达到她的标准。
Now what this lady had was what we would call the type of personality which we call perfectionism.
这个妇女所有的这种特质那种个性的特质呢我们称为完美主义。
She had what we like to term a perfectionist personality.
那她已经有一些所谓的就是要求完美的这些特性。
The reason why I want to talk to you about this today is there are many people like this.
为什么我今天要跟你谈这个主题是因为很多人有这种现象。
And if they are not careful, it will go from their personality to a personality disorder.
如果我们不小心的话我们会从这种特质变成一种功能失常的一种个性。
Now, most of those who are perfectionists really feel like it is really wonderful because they get so much done.
完美主义的人呢，有时候呢，对自己做事情的果效非常的满意，因为他们可以做很好的事情。
But this is not always true.
但是事实上不一定如此。
Because many times they get lost in details.
有时候他们在那种细节里面就迷失了。
But they feel it's very appropriate to be a perfectionist.
但是他们却觉得说每一个细节都要很完美，这是应该的。
Because they have a high sense of urgency and that they must do and that they must do it well.
他们对于那种高品质或者是高理想呢，有一种很非常强的热忱，一定要这样做才是对的，才是好的。
Then they may become extremely upset if others disturbs their rigid, orderly routine.
这样子到一个地步，如果别人来搅乱了他们的这种步骤或者是理想的话，他们会非常的觉得懊恼，被干扰。
You see, these symptoms usually begin in early adulthood.
这种症状事实上在早期的成长，就是快成人时候就显出来了。
But of course, they've always been with them.
那当然以后就永远跟在你的这种特性里面。
A very observant mother will notice their child with this type of personality.
如果你好好的观察你的孩子，你会发现你的孩子在早期还没有成人之前就已经出现这些现象。
You see, actually, this personality may keep them from performing the tasks that they need to completion.
这种特性呢，有时候会阻止你的孩子在学习的时候，好像完成不了他应该做的任务。
And in doing this, we see now that their standard is too high and they cannot achieve it.
因为理想太高，所以呢，就没有办法完成，没有办法有成就。
When they cannot control a situation because of the driving perfectionist feeling, they may withdraw from people.
那么这样的人呢，当他们没有办法达到自己的理想的时候，有一种现象就是他们会畏缩，后来就会躲到人群的后面去了。
They think that this may be from inheritance, comes from the family component.
有人这样认为，这样的一种特质是由基因、由家庭的这种遗传来的。
And it seems to trouble men more than women.
好像男人会比女人呢更被干扰。
You see, when it becomes a problem,
当有问题的时候
is when we get distressed under it.
这种特质造成问题是在什么情况下面呢？是在你因为这种特质已经有压力了。
We feel self-defeated.
觉得自己好像非常的有挫折感。
And then this carries the individual very close to the edge of actual disorder in their life.
以至于到后来对于人生的态度呢，就变成一种功能失常的这样的现象。
One of the other problems, not only in themselves, it's the fact that those around them, it becomes a problem because the person that is a perfectionist expects them to be perfect too.
还有另外一个问题，不是自己的，而是外面的。当别人环绕在你周围的人在你四周围的时候呢，你也期待他们要跟你一样的理想跟完美。
So they become very disappointed.About all those around them that doesn't seem to come up to their standard.
所以很容易就造成对四周围的这种所达到的标准呢很失望，因为没有达到你自己的理想。
And sometimes this drives the person to an emotional isolation.
那有时候这样的一个现象也会把你驱赶，就是把让你造成你的情绪上面的一种无力感。
You see, it's the fact that they feel like no one understands, no one is able to do this, and so they feel very lonely and like people do not understand them.
因为你会常常感觉别人都不了解我，别人都不跟我有同样的理想，所以你会有那种心里面的寂寞、落寞或者是孤单。
But like I said, there are many that are going on and feeling that this is a plus in their life and don't recognize some of the problems that comes with perfectionism.
可是自己有这种完美主义的人呢，自己却常觉得说这是应该的，本来就应该有这样子的一个态度，然后呢，不晓得自己已经落入完美主义的这种干扰了。
Well, you might say, you know, I think I have maybe a few tendencies like that, but I'm not sure I'm a perfectionist.
或许你说我好像有一点点这种现象，可是呢，我不认为我是完美主义者。
Well, let's look at some of the symptoms of those who really are this way.
那我来跟你讲一些这种完美主义的症状，你就可以试试看啊，可以检查看看。
You see, are you a person that insists that in the home, in your kitchen, in your bedroom, that everything has to be kept in a certain place, and you get very upset if it's moved?
第一个，你是不是那种不管是厨房或者是卧房或是客厅，每一个东西都要在特定的位置上。如果万一有一天有一个东西没有在位置上的时候，你就很受干扰这样的人。
And you do, you get very upset if it's misplaced or put in the wrong place.
当它啊放到错误的地方的时候呢，你就很激动，非常的不高兴。
You're very rigid about how you keep your clothes.
对于你的衣服也是一样，弄得整整齐齐的。
They must be put just in the right place in your closet and in your drawers.
而且在你的厨子里面呢，要放在它应该放的那个适当的位置。
You say, oh, you know I am that way.
或许你就想说，哎，我就是这样子啊。
But I thought that everything is kept so very neat that way.
但是我认为说这个就是应该要有的整洁啊。
And it really is. It looks very good.
不错，看起来是很整齐的。
And I do like to see people who keep things neat and orderly.
我也很欣赏一些人呢，把自己家里弄得非常的整齐。
But it is something that drives you.
但是这种特性是不是在里面呢，驱赶着你？
Something that keeps constant conflict at home or at work.
啊，因为这种特性让你在工作中或在家里面呢，让你造成里面的一种冲突矛盾。
And you really feel like I will not change.
然后呢，你就说呢，或许你就想说，我是不会改变的。
You know, another symptom is that a perfectionist is a person who is sort of has an uptight attitude toward life.
一个完美主义的人对于人生的态度常常都好像绷得很紧。
Now, a perfectionist person doesn't say, oh, well, things go wrong sometime.
完美主义的人绝对不会这样想说，偶尔呢，犯一点错是很自然的事情。
They are not the kind that would say, well, it must have been meant to be like this.
他们的想法是说呢，不能这样子，应该要怎么样。
Instead, they get very upset and says, why does everything happen to me?
他呢，会想说呢，为什么什么事都发生在我的身上。
Oh, if it's going to go wrong, it's going to go wrong with me.
那每一次都是在我，都是错在我。
You see, they get very upset.At even the events that happen because they are not perfect.
这样的事实呢，即使说事实就是不完美，然后还是非常的懊恼，非常的不能面对。
One of the other symptoms is that they are just excessively attentive to minor details.
另外一个症状就是他们会很精细的，就是要刚刚好的。而且在这个细节里面呢，好像做文章一样。
And this is where it really can become a problem.
那这个是问题的来源。
You will do a report. It needs to be in, but you cannot get it perfect. And sometimes you get discouraged and don't get it in.
你应该交一个报告了，交一个功课了，结果呢，就在那个细节里面呢，钻来钻去，以至于呢，你没有办法按期交。
You may buy a new car.And you can't even enjoy it because you hear a little squeak, and that bothers you all the time.
你买了一部新车子，不但你没有去享受它，而且常常被车子的那些一点点的噪音烦扰。
You buy a new dress or a new tie, but you find fault with it. It just doesn't hang right. It's just not the right color.
你买了一件新衣服或者是一条新的领带。但是呢，你总是觉得心里不舒服，因为它的样式或者它的这种颜色。
So little minor things rule your life.
所以这种小小的事情就会毁掉你的情绪。
You really do not complete things because you can't do them perfectly.
那只因为你没有办法做得很完美，你就不完成这些事情了。
Many times those that have this kind of personality.Are very, very miserly, are very tight.
那这种有这种现象的这样的一种完美主义者的人呢，那他们常常是绷得很紧的。
Not with just their money.
不是对钱而已。
But they're tight with their time.
那对时间也是抓得很紧。
They can't get involved because they have to do their own thing.
他们一定要马上要做什么，所以他不太能够参与别人的。
They're very tight with their affection.
然后对他们的感情也是一样。
They're too busy to look at about the other one.
太忙了，所以说根本没有办法去关心到，或者是啊有什么任何跟别人的那种关系。
So you see, they become very sensitive to their own values.
所以他们对自己的价值感呢，自己的价值观呢，就非常的在意。
And only what they think is perfect, and only what they think is right is what they really they hold on to.
只有他们自己认为重要的。或者他们在意的，他才会执着。
You know, another problem that comes up with this type of personality is that it's very easy, if they're not careful, to get into the habit of abandoning projects.
如果不小心的话，这种完美主义会让你到个地步呢，养成一种常常半途而废的这种习惯。
I've mentioned this before, but I really want to talk a little more about it.
那我以前提过，但是我要再多提一点。
Sometimes our teenage children that look like they don't want to do their work or be bothered are teenagers that have this problem.
有时候你看到一些年轻人少年人呢，他们常常在一些功课上面呢，就是这样的一个情况。事实上，他们可能有这种问题。
I knew a young girl and a young man too. They were very bright.But it seemed like they were getting bad grades because they never turned in their homework.
那我认识一个男的，还有一个女的学生，都是这种现象，就是他们呢很聪明，可是呢功课就是不交。
But I know the girl particularly would do it, but it wasn't good enough, and she would just put it aside and not take it into class.
特别是这个女学生呢，她常常就是做了。可是呢，常常觉得不满意，就不教了。
So you see, so right away, this young person was labeled as lazy, that didn't care, but she cared very much, but she wasn't able to get over this personality that says it must be perfect.
别人看起来好像认为他很懒惰，总是不负责任。事实上呢，是他自己里面这种完美主义，使他没有办法完成他的作业。
Sometimes they'll start a project like painting a picture.
比如说呢，你要画一幅图画。
But they begin to see the little flaws and how they couldn't do this and that, and then they stop.
然后在图啊，在这画的当中呢，就发现这里有一点点缺失，所以呢就不画了。
You see, to them, the flaws are magnified, and because of that, they just can't go on.
就因为他们把这个小小的瑕疵把它放得太大了，所以呢就不能完成。
Now we see that also it goes over into, like young people who are in college, it goes over into their grades.
那到了大学的时候呢，也一样。
They feel like they must get 100%, they must get an A.
比如说在念书的时候呢，想说一定要得到满分。
If they get less than that, they feel very discouraged.
如果再稍微少几分的话，就很挫败感。
So you see, they'll begin the internal cry, what's wrong with me?
那里面呢就有一种这样的想法，我是哪里不对了。
Why can't I do anything right?
为什么我什么都做不好。
So while they are defeating themselves and abusing themselves, actually, this type of personality to those around them are exceedingly good. They seem to be so competent.
这种完美主义者呢，在里面呢，跟自己很过意不去，非常的挑剔自己的时候，四周围的人刚好相反，他们会觉得他好棒哦，他做得很好。
I wonder if you can see now what a problem, and actually it can go into a personality disorder because you do have this perfectionist personality.
现在你就可以很明显的看到。这样的一个现象呢，已经会造成你的功能失常了。所以啊，完美主义呢是一种问题。
Maybe you haven't understood what is it? Why it, what's this that's inside of me driving me?
或许你突然间体察到，说我里面这种在让我不舒服的是什么呢？
Why is it that people don't like me? Because it seems like I always want to see things that are done well.
为什么连我有理想，别人都不太喜欢呢？
Why is it I never feel comfortable? I always feel that people have to do what is right and what is perfect.
为什么我总是要期待别人做的要跟我一样，而且要完美呢？
Why am I tormented with the thought that there's something wrong with me because I don't get a 100 in my class?
为什么当我没有满分的时候呢，那种干扰我，那种挫败感会那么深，会这样子来啊、阻碍我呢？
Today, I hope you can recognize that this is merely a part of your personality, but that it is a part of your personality that you have to begin to work on.
所以如果你有这一些现象的时候，你要知道你有这种特性，然后呢，你要开始要来啊做一点改进。
Actually,It's not that you're going to be able to change your personality a great bit, but you can learn how to cope with it.
我不是说你要改变你的特质，你不可能改变你的特质，但是呢，你要知道怎么样来面对你这种特质。
Now, that means that I know how I am, I recognize it, and I have to realize that I don't have to accept it, but I can work on it.
首先我们从体会到或者是已经知道认识自己有这种问题，而且呢自己也晓得说这个不应该这样子，然后呢开始要来改善。
Now let me give you some thoughts about how you can cope with it.
那我要给你一些建议，知道怎么样来面对这种特质。
Maybe you want to write those down.
或许你愿意把它写下来。
Or maybe you will want to get the CD.
或许你愿意跟我们要这个 CD 来听。
Now, let me tell you the very first thing you have to start with.
首先第一个。
Begin to be satisfied with a little less than perfection.
开始在你觉得有一点瑕疵的这个上面呢，就认为说好，这样就够了。
When you don't get that 100%, but get 95 on a test,Tell yourself, I accept this.
比如说你没有拿到100分，只得到95分，那你就说95分我接受了，可以了。
So you see, you have to begin to scale down your expectation of yourself.
你必须把你的标准呢、啊、以前的标准呢，要把它开始降下来。
And little by little, as you do this, you'll become a little more comfortable with doing this.
一次一次的练习之后，你会越来越觉得好。
There's one thing that you really have to accept.
另外一个你要接受的。
And that is to realize that perfection is unattainable.
那就是你要知道你的完美的理想是不会实现的，是不实际的。
We live in an imperfect world.
我们活在一个不完美的世界。
With imperfect people.
跟、一般的人，我们就是不完美的人在一起。
That have imperfect situations.
我们的情况常常是不完美的。
For perfection, full perfection is unattainable.
所以这种绝对的完美根本就是不实际，根本不存在的。
So begin recognizing this.
开始要去承认这个事实。
It really isn't attainable. It really isn't attainable. Let yourself know this.
告诉你自己，完美是不可能的。
So we see that even though the philosophers tell us, it's impossible.
连哲学家都告诉你了，告诉我们了，根本不可能。
So don't try to do the impossible thing.
所以不要去做那不可能做的事情。
Because you may burn out.
这样的话你自己可能就会被毁掉了。
That's why many times perfectionists do. They just burn right out. They're tired, they're weary, their nerves and emotions give out.
那就是为什么很多完美主义者做事情呢，非常的累，然后呢就这样子、全部耗尽了。
You see, burnout...is when we continually do something that we can never accomplish.
当人会耗尽的原因就是因为呢我们一直在尝试一个方向一个事情呢然后呢从来没有觉得、啊、从来没有达到那个目标。
When you accomplish and you succeed, then、you go on happily, but when you can't, many times we burn out.
一个人如果完成了成功了或者是已经有成就了他就会觉得很满意。但是呢如果你常常在尝试然后达不到理想的话你会毁了然后你会耗尽的。
Examine your self-criticism.
好好的检查自己有没有那种批判的这种态度。
Is it really true that I have to do this?
好好的想你自己，真的非这样做不行吗？
Does it really make sense?
这样子真的合理吗？
And as you examine how you feel or why you feel that, sometimes you will recognize that it really did not matter.
当你好好检查我这种感觉真的是事实吗？或者是为什么我有这种想法的时候，你会发现常常你所想的、所感觉的不是真的。
You must learn how to meet others halfway.
你应该要有一些东西要迎合别人的。
You must recognize that their standard is not as high as yours, and yet they accomplish.
那别人的理想不一定像你那么高，可是他们却有成就了。
That when you want to rebuke them, remember that they are right in their eyes.
不要用你自己的想法来批判别人，要记得他们也有他们自己的这种标准跟权益的。
So we see then we stop our criticism and begin to accept others.
所以要把你的这种批判的这种态度呢停下来，然后开始学习接纳。
Remember this, you cannot please everyone.
也记得你不可能让每一个人都满意。
Maybe you've been running yourself ragged trying to please everyone.
或许你的一生就到处都在迎合别人，都在想让别人高兴。
It just cannot be done.
不可能的。
What may please a person today may not tomorrow.
因为今天你让这个人满意，或许明天就不一样了。
You just have to do your best yourself.
你就是尽力而为就好了。
Actually, sometimes you have a lot of pride, a lot of ego in you.
有时候在你里面实在有太多的骄傲，自尊心太强。
You think because of your perfectionist that you are higher and your standards are greater than others.
因为你的这种完美主义呢，会带给你有一种想法，好像我比别人高一等。
And some of you just go on doing and pushing and driving and feel that you are a tremendous success.
那这样的话你继续的驱赶你自己呢，然后你就觉得好像这样子才是你的成功。
And what you're basically doing is looking for recognition.
那事实上你在做的是要得到别人的肯定。
You think it's the work that you care about, but it's more the self-centeredness of your life.
你以为呢，事实上你是对事情为工作而做，事实上你是在这种自我的中心里面，你要的是自我的肯定。
Maybe you should like an airplane, go up in an airplane and look down and see the little people, see the little cars, and recognize that life, you are just one of the little tiny ones, not the center of the world.
我希望你想象你在飞机上看这个下面的世界，你就看到车子也好，人也好，都那么小，而你只是其中渺小的一个而已。
Now, I hope that those of you that may have this kind of personality will begin to look at yourself and ask God to help you to become a balanced person.
如果你有这些现象的话，求神帮助你，让你成为一个非常的平衡的，很和谐的，里面有很和谐的这样的一个人。
祝我新曲这个节目是由美国佛桌传道协会提供，由金炉牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，你写林真双木林真假的真林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。